Well, good evening. It's Robert A. Wilson. Good evening. It's Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLI Radio. And tonight we're going to talk about the word understand. But how do you think you know more than you understand? And how does that limit your life in moving forward and doing anything else? And how do you get caught up in everyday life and you try to show people you know more than you understand, and it really gets you in trouble and it shuts you down and just really keeps you blocked in right where you are? So how do you stay in the moment of everything, and how do you allow yourself to open up and be something more than just hiding? And that's what my books, Fears My Friend, Holiday Wisdom, My Visionary I Am, and Flow and the Glow, they get in there. My CDs are about opening you up on the inside to understand. We try to know more than we understand, and we really get caught up in some things that just really are inept in moving ourselves forward. And we actually try to do things and we try to do things that just don't always go with us, and we really get caught up and stop doing things in a newborn manner. And so when we do this, what happens? How do we get in to things that we really don't want to be involved in? And how do we do things that really lock us up and just stop us in moving forward in our daily lives? And it really comes down to how do we overthink everything and become locked and blocked in yesterday rather than move forward, because we try to know everything about today first. So what really locks us in and stops us from moving forward? So how do you really think you have to know more than you understand to live your life? And how do you use that to show people what you do and how they should do things, and it really locks you up in a wrong place and stops you from moving forward? How does that happen? And what really blocks everything in the way it is and stops it and does this? So where do we get blocked in life? And what happens when we get blocked in life and we do this and we stop this from moving forward? You know, the life becomes inevitable, and it really becomes a way of stopping us from every way of happening. But what is it that you understand that really will expand you, but you're afraid to know, too afraid to understand, you understand it? And you really have the wisdom to do this. What really gets you involved and shut down in doing this? And how do you become locked and blocked in yesterday when this is happening? But it becomes a freedom when you start understanding on letting go and moving forward. And the thing else is we try to be happy. Happy is a conscious state. It's on the inside. You have to be at peace to go through life. And we really stop moving our lives forward in a bold way. And we really begin to see life unfold when we start understanding. And then when you start watching the body language of people, you really become more focused and open to what's going on. And that's what my books and CDs and my new visionary vocabulary do. They really lock you into things and stop you from moving forward. And that's what I've done several times to myself, and I'm really starting to open up to understand that I am free to do this. And right now, there's some challenges, but I'm actually letting the challenges of things control my life rather than me expanding through life. So it's about being willing to expand through life to understand. You do understand more probably than you know, because when you know, you're locked in a memory and you try to be the expert and it all happens in a disingenuous way. So when you really become entwined in what's going on, how do you lock up and become unwilling to move forward? And as we do this, we become more friendly with ourselves. And it's a peace on the inside that I have to be, even in turmoil, even in the frustration that I'm seeing going on in my life right now with everything. And, you know, even with that, there's nothing to get upset about. And that is something I'm really starting to really feel free on the inner spree about. And that's what Flow in the Glow and all my books and everything does. It really becomes ingrained that I can move forward because I'm willing to let go rather than stay right where I'm at in life. Because I'm the one that has to move forward and really do what you choose to do, because moving life forward becomes letting go of holding on. And, you know, when people become tired, and I am tired, because I got tired when I worked, and I've been in the heat. And what really is about that is there's an easy way to work and there's a hard way to do things. And when you do it the hard way, you become frustrated. And as you open up your eyes, you start seeing that in your life, and that's where the frustration becomes. And I'll see this move forward, and we'll see different things. And as we move forward to do this in life, you really got to open up to understand that paradise is on the inside, not in the external. And that is where we really start beginning to see a different way to understand life. Because to understand life, you got to know things are going to always tweak. And, you know, the way you tweak is the way you're living. And I allowed things to get to me. But it isn't about that. It's about me being willing to start my life and begin my life going forward. And as I do this, I'm starting to understand that I understand more than I know. When you start really opening up this, because you start really becoming at peace with expanding yourself and really about allowing myself to move forward and really get into the groove of things and do things that allow me to open up and begin to see life in a newborn way. So who in your life is upsetting you? And see, that's the thing. How am I allowing things in my life right now to not be what I understand? It's rather than what I know. And that's what really just opened up to me. And that just come to me right now. Is I'm really trying to know rather than understand And I'm now starting to understand. I know, understand more than I know. And that allows the flow to flow and the glow to galvanize lively omnipotent wisdom to move my life forward. And if anybody chooses to call in, the number is 718-305-654-6548. And now the world just becomes more alive, well, and entertaining for me, because that just gives me a whole new paradigm to play in. And I love playing in new paradigms. So in life, what do you do that blocks you? And how does it block you? And I was blocked today because I was trying to run something that was none of my business. I was trying to be in a place. I was trying to show what I know rather than what I understand. And really it come down to everybody does something. And it really opened this up. When you realize you understand more than you know, life becomes easy. And if I go off for a little bit here, I'm writing that down. And anyway, that will be tomorrow's little deal. I write a little poem on Twitter and Facebook every day, and this will be it, be what it is. So, as I go forward in life, and I go through and I expand, and when I understand, I do understand more than I think I do. And so that frees my inner spree and makes me more willing to expand into life. And as I do this, life becomes entertaining for me. And that's the thing. We want life to be entertained and fun in a bold new way. And as I open up and unlock this, I become generous with myself. And to do that, I cannot be hooked on something in the past. And I can't allow little things to dictate my life to me. I have to be the one dictating my life to me, to be free in my inner spring and open my eyes to my inner self. It's about engaging in life and letting things happen to open me up and energize my whys. And that's where the peace on the inside becomes. And that's what happens. You get frustrated at the world, but really you're frustrated because you're trying to know rather than wait for the understanding to come forth and be in your inner spree. And that's just what just happened to me. I mean, on this radio show. So as I open my eyes to this, and you open your eyes to understand that life, when you understand it, things can come at you in the moment. And that opens up a whole new paradigm of something. And the one that has to fear this is me. When you understand, you live in no fear. When you know, you live in fear. And that is where I've been all along the last 3 days. And this is a life-expanding moment for me, and I really want to share it with the world. And as I do this, life is becoming easier. And it already just eased up. And it really doesn't matter about anything. It's about the outcome is what life is. And I'm really starting to feel that on my inside, my inner self, and how everything goes. because nobody knows what's going to happen in their life except for the mystic sources. And the world is so mystic. And that's what my poetry and my books, my visionary I am, my books are very available on my website. They're available on Amazon.com. My downloads are at Audio Acrobat. This is about expanding understanding, is to live my sire desires. And Jesus. And I'm not a multitasker. I'm writing that down. Life is about expanding understanding. To stand in the grounds of who you are. And it's nothing about anybody in your life. It's not about anybody at work. It's about you expanding the understanding in yourself. And the more you understand yourself, the more you understand the world. And that's where this promise comes to yourself. And it just is a freeing, peaceful deal. And as I open up to this, I now realize life isn't about the gamble of life. Life is about the ambling gamble of life. And the ambling gamble life is a gamble every day when we get out of bed. And it sends shame and blame into shambles. So life is about understanding. Life is about expanding understanding to engage in an ambling gamble, sending shame and blame into shambles. And that's kind of what it is. And that's where life is freed up and really expansive and generous to me. And I've been, you know, I know this. I should just go crawl in the cocoon when this is happening because I know there's an expansion coming out. And it just come out. And it's the greatest feeling there is. But when I opened up to this, it's about expanding, understanding you already have the wisdom to walk internally, to speak determination, optimizing my money flow on the outside. When life happens in the now, and it happens at the power now. And that's what that is, was the power of now. And actually, I have everything I want and everything I desire. But it's being willing to step into the understanding and go through the frustration of life. Because life is going to frustrate you until you let go of whatever it is. That's what happened on this radio show tonight. And I really want people to understand, you understand more than you know. When you try to know, you're blocked in trying to be in the moment. You're being in yesterday. But to understand, you expand in the moment to grasp what it is. And that's what happened today. And I've been searching for this for a long, long time. And as I opened up to this, life becomes a free spree, and that's where peace is. And I am really open to being who I am and being alive and well in my inner spree. And that's really nice because I'm going to celebrate the peace every day. It's being at the peace to understand that isn't there to tease me or hurt me. That's there to expand me right there, right in the moment. And that's what I will do every day now is I will expand right in the moment of success. Because it's my success I'm talking about. That opens me up to realize the only one that can hurt me is me. The only one that can make me mad is me. And that's what I've been doing the last 2 days, is making myself mad because I've been a selfish little brat. And that's exactly what I was being. And we'll do this in a bold way, because tomorrow I have to stand up and apologize to people because of what this. And that's what that is. And when we start doing this, we start expanding the understanding to gain in life. And that my website, cowboy-wisdom.com, and this is a whole new thing for me to realize. And when I do this, this just took the trepidation out of it. And life begins when you start understanding. Because you're never going to know everything, but you can understand everything. You'll never know everything, but you will always understand everything when you're willing to listen to the wisdom from within. I had to write that down because I didn't want to lose it. I apologize for the silence. But as we engage in life, we start engaging in something else. And that has been trying to come up for 3 days, ever since I asked myself this question. How is everything I know, how do I think everything I know, but I'm afraid to understand? How do I think I know more than I understand when I actually understand more than I know? And when you understand this and open it up and that allows you to be free and frustrated. And when you're frustrated you're frustrated because you're letting the old be the boss of your life rather than the new. And this is actually funny now to me. And as this opens up to me, who cares? All we want to do is get it done and do everything in the most omnipotent, joyous way. And I really love life. And I really love being in love with life. Because now I understand more than I know. And I never have to know anything. I have to understand what's right in front of me. And that's where life will really go. And as we do this, life is going to become quite interesting because we're not going to be afraid to engage in the inner sage. That's where life will be free. is in the inner sage. Life doesn't have to be mean, omnipotent, ornery, anything. All life has to be is genuine. That's the most important thing. And I was striking out at everybody today because I was frustrated with me. And that is a big thing. And that's and when you understand, and that's where life really becomes engaging, is when you understand the only one you're frustrated with you. And my Money Is My Friend is a CD on Amazon, and I got downloads on my website at cowboy-wisdom. And if you choose to really expand through life, you're going to see everything is innocent. And I've been a little grizzly bear the last 3 days because I've been frustrated and angry with me because I knew this wanted out, and I didn't understand what it was. And I really, really become joyful and free when I let you do this. And you can't strike out, and you know, it's just a way of venting, but I got to learn, now I got to expand into learning when everything is what it is, it's just what it is. I got to start understanding what it is in the moment. And really engage with people on things. And I also have some other things going on, but that does not mean I have to be uncourteous to people today and every day. And I never have to be uncourteous to people, because all I have to be is courteous. And it's, and when you get into the frustration, it's time to relax and sit back and say nothing. And really, I let the ego engage rather than my understanding spirit. And that is a freeing thing. And you can go to my website. All my books are all published by Freedom of Speech Publishing at freedomofspeechpublishing.com. My email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And my website and my email, phone number, 702-755-9410. I am a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, timeline coach, and a person that has a heart to see people succeed, and that's where I'm at. And I want to thank everybody who will be here Thursday night with Dr. Robert Back. He's the minister in Bloomington, Minnesota. I'm excited about the prayer and stuff like that. Anyway, good night. And everybody have the most miraculous life, because you deserve it and you understand you deserve it. And good night.